It was good. Yeah, it made it a little bit more tolerable coming back after that performance. I thought our players did a great job, and really it was a good complete game. You know, put it together in all three phases. Thought the coaches did a great job getting guys ready. And, you know, really we were just kind of talking about any time that you go on a trip like what we did, where you go play Jacksonville, then you stay in Jacksonville, then go to London. There's a lot of people that were involved that helped that run as smoothly as it did. And then to come away 2-0 is a great credit to really our organization as a whole, you know, with Bruce Warwick and the travel staff and Jimmy Lake, the equipment. You know, you look at Ted Rath, Reggie Scott, there's a lot of people that were involved to be able to make that as seamless as it was. And ultimately we wanted to come away with the 2-0 on those two games, and we did that, and we're in a good place right now. Not too many. You know, I watched the film. I watched both sides of it and then watched the special teams. So it was just a couple hours, but it was good because that flight sure seems like it takes a long time because you're just kind of ready to get back. But it made the flight go a little bit faster.
With the 5-2 start and now in the bye week, you guys on some level are the talk of the NFL. Like, look what you've done. Look what this team is doing. How do you handle that personally, and how do you think your team needs to handle that going forward?
Well, I think the great thing about, you know, what our team's done and really what we've done with our approach is just this one day at a time, one week at a time. And, you know, I think, you know, what you talk to the team about is you say, what were, you know, who were you talking about after, you know, 7 weeks in the NFL last year? What were guys' records? Nobody cares. Because really it's about what you do at the end. And we are 5-2. We've done a good job putting ourselves in a position. And certainly there's a lot of improvement that can take place in all three phases. Guys know that. And I think if we're going to continue on this path, you know, it's got to be just one day at a time, one week at a time. And when we get back, you know, I think guys have earned the right to enjoy their bye week, get back, get away, get refreshed, get recharged. And then when we come back, we've got to get ready to go against the Giants. And we'll keep that same approach and that preparation. And hopefully it'll lead to good performances, you know, for the rest of the year.
Is there anything specifically that you felt like you've done well the first 7 weeks, and is there anything specifically that you feel like you really need to improve through the last nine?
Other than the timeout usage? No, I think there's a lot of things that you certainly want to look at yourself critically with. And you know, any time that we're not getting the results in certain areas, you know, whether it be offense, defense, or special teams, you know, it starts with me. And I think, you know, all jokes aside, you know, some of those timeouts is inexcusable. And those are things that are very important. And really, when you look at the other day, you know, we ended up using those. There was clearly a ruling that would have gone the other way if we had that available, and we didn't. And it didn't hurt us. But that's where, if we're going to talk about process over results, I've got to be the same way as a coach and make sure that I'm looking at myself critically with regards to the game management, you know, just leading in the right way. And then specific to some other things, you know, there's a lot of things that you're not doing very, you know, that you can do a lot better, I guess what you can say. But I think the things that we're doing well is go back to just feeling really good about our coaching staff. You know, I think continuing to empower those guys, lean heavily on them for their experience, and then letting them do their jobs has been instrumental in why our players are in a good position and they feel confident in what they're doing. But the biggest thing that we want to always try to, you know, strive to achieve is that continuous improvement. And I think when you look at what our team's done, we do feel like we're getting better. And I think that's a great sign of great players and great coaching. And I think our guys have done a good job with that. And that's going to be the challenge moving forward.
Is there any update on John Sullivan?
You know what? I haven't had a chance to sit down with Reggie, but I, you know, all things, I think he's going to be okay. You know, I think the early results, I haven't talked to him since we got the MRI back, but I think he's going to be okay. I'll talk with Reggie after this, but nothing, you know, nothing where when you look at that replay, it certainly didn't look good, but he's like Gumby, so I think he's going to be okay.
Is that the only injury concern that you have heading into this bye week?
Yeah, that's the only injury. You know, everybody else came out clean, and I think he should be good to go.
On the injury front, I mean, is that kind of surprising to you to make it through, 7 weeks and only have, you know, one guy that you're kind of questionable on?
Yeah, you know, I think really, you know, you go back to it, Lindsay, I think when you look at what Reggie Scott and really Ted Rath, what they've implemented in terms of our guys following their process, their procedures for trying to stay as healthy and as fresh as possible, I think that's been instrumental. And, you know, fortunately, we've gotten some luck, too, because I think you look at just some of the injuries around the league, they're unfortunately unavoidable with the collisions and the types of things that do occur. So I think we've gotten, you know, some fortunate luck with that. But then I think also a large part of it, especially with the soft tissue injuries, those things that you do feel like can be avoided by taking great care of yourself, is a real credit to our training staff and really our strength staff.
Sean, I'm sorry if this question seems a little general, but what do you think is the key to getting an entire team to buy into a message?
Well, I think when you get good people that are bought in, and then in is just taking it one day at a time, I think we've got a lot of people pushing in the same direction, Alden, and I think that's very critical for what we want to try to accomplish, both as a coaching staff and with our players. And then you talk about it, I think it's been instrumental being able to bring in some of the veteran players that we have accompanied with some of the players that were already in this locker room. I think you look at bringing in Andrew Whitworth, a John Sullivan, a Connor Barwin, the Kayvon Websters, and then you combine them with Jared Goff's, Todd Gurley's, you know, Robert Woods is, you know, bringing him in, and Sammy. And then you look at some of the other guys on the defense with Aaron, Alec, Michael Brocker. So I think when you combine a lot of the strong pieces they had in place with some guys outside of the organization, and then you draft people that you feel like are good people but then also good football players, I think you give yourself a chance to do things the right way. And, you know, we're only 7 games into this, but I think being focused on that process and then having some of your best players and your leaders set the standard day in and day out is going to be key for us moving forward. And really, you know, I've talked about my grandfather's influence on me going back to just his experiences with the 49ers, and I think you try to kind of mimic and emulate some of those things that you believe in, and that's what we feel like we're trying to do here.
Where do you feel like Jared is right now as a passer, and would you like him to go on the last 9?
You know, I think really he's done a good job of improving throughout this, you know, this first part of the season, and I think he's gotten better and better. I think any time that you're able to learn from your experiences, both good and bad, you're going to give yourself a chance for growth. And the one thing that I really have been impressed with Jared is that he takes things so well when they don't always go our way. You know, you look at the way that he responded after we turned the ball over the other day. He responds with a great 16-play drive, had a couple third down conversions there where he is throwing the football and good decisions. But I think he's really doing a great job, you know, really to be able to draw defense offsides 5 times, I think is a great command of the offense. And he's getting better and better. And I think sometimes there's things that take place where it might just be his handling of the run game that you can't always appreciate that might not show up on the stats. But I think he's just continuing to take an ownership on our offense. We talk about being an extension of the coaching staff, and I think he is truly starting to become that. But he's only going to continue to grow and get better. And in terms of where we want him to be, I think we just want him to continue to take those daily steps. And he's done that. He's been receptive. I can't say enough about what Matt LaFleur and Greg Olsen have done for his development, in addition to what Sean Mannion and Brandon Allen are doing that really shows up on the practice field. But we're in a good place. By no means are we where we want to be. Where are we where we want to be? But I think he's doing a great job leading, and that's a credit to Jared.
Sean, how do you, your players, many of them are leaving, go home or wherever, and they'll be back. How do you spend the bye week? Are you here in Los Angeles, or will you come and go? What's going to happen?
Yeah, I'm not sure yet. I think, you know, really after today, we're going to get those wrapped up. I think the nice thing about living in this area is that you don't have to go too far to feel like you can still get away and enjoy the beach or whatever that might be. But I think it will be important for me to get away for a couple days and try to, you know, just like we talk about with the players, get refreshed and recharge. We'll do a little work here and there because you do enjoy doing some things. But I will try to catch up on some rest and get away, whether you go to Santa Barbara or somewhere like that. You know, I'll figure that out a little bit later this afternoon, and those are good things when you live in such a nice area.
Sean, just the decorations in the hallway, I mean, the mottos on the walls, kind of the little postcards on the doors, is that something that you oversee and that you decided to put in before the season or as the season kind of started?
Yeah, I think, you know, when you talk about, you know, everybody wants to talk about the culture and different things like that. I think those visual aids are certainly very helpful as kind of a reminder of how we want to operate. But if you don't, you know, if you don't live those things that you're seeing on those building, on those walls and things like that, it kind of really doesn't mean much. But I think the thing that I'll continue to say is a good thing that we have going right now is our players are doing that. You know, we always talk about our process and a standard of performance and what that can lead to and, you know, being connected as a team, the we, not me. So all those things are things that we believe in. Those are part of our core beliefs. But I think, you know, it really doesn't mean much if it's not, you know, how you do it on a daily basis and are those things that you emphasize and then you see show up by the way that you operate day in and day out as a coaching staff with your players and with your team. So to answer your question, those decisions are, you know, organizationally driven, but those are things that a lot of people were involved with that, you know, we feel like are going to be important for us. And, you know, you try to tweak and find different ways to motivate, but also give good reminders of kind of, you know, what are those guiding principles in terms of how we want to operate daily to try to achieve our goals as a team.
you've gotten a lot of contributions from across your rookie class. How have you felt about those guys and how they've progressed?
Yeah, I think I've felt really good. You know, I think when you set out, I think Les and his staff did a great job of kind of identifying those guys, and then really it's a collaborative effort between our coaching staff and Les and his staff. But, you know, when you find those guys like we found, we were looking for good football players, smart football players that kind of had a situational and an instinctual awareness to the game that you could see show up. But, you know, we're getting contributions from really all of those guys, and I think that's a credit to them. Sam Rogers is doing a great job on the practice squad, giving a lot of different looks. He loves football. But I think you look at, you know, Cooper Kupp and Josh Reynolds are ascending receivers. Gerald Everett's doing a lot of really good things. Then you look at the defensive side of the ball, and you see guys like Tanzel Smart show up. John Johnson's been great the last couple weeks, and you know, Samson Ekubon continues to show why he's going to be a good player for us moving forward. So we've gotten a lot of good contributions from our rookie class, and you know, anytime you're able to do that, you feel good about that, and those guys will continue to be big parts of what we're doing moving forward, Miles.
Sean, where did the phrase "we, not me" come from? Can you claim ownership of that, or did
that
resonate with you?
No, it was. I can't claim it. There's, you know, I probably should be careful with how I answer this because I think some other people have some patent on it. But, you know, I think the biggest thing is, you know, whether it's, you know, it's all about the team, you know, is really what it goes back to. And I think there's something very special about, you know, being a part of something bigger than yourself. And I think football represents the greatest team sport that there is. And it takes all 11 on offense, defense, and special teams to be able to get things done. And usually when you look at the best teams, those are connected teams that play for each other. They understand that it's about being the best version of yourself within the framework of that team to ultimately help the team be the best it can be. And I think we've got a lot of good people that are bought into that, and they understand that, you know, the sum is greater than all the parts. And really, you know, there's a lot of different ways that we could say it, but it's all about the team is kind of what it goes back to.
But do you not want to say where you heard it from?
You know, I think it's something, I mean, when you go back and you do some research, I think it was, you know, there's a lot of, we tried to see if we could put a patent on it, but there's some other things that, you know, whether it be an, I think I want to say an Adidas NBA deal had something like that, but there's been different things that, you know, there's been different people that have said "we, not me" in the past, but it goes back to us just, you know, being connected as a team and staying together and understanding that it's about, you know, the sum is greater than all the parts.
Sean, a few weeks ago, too, we talked to you about how maybe the cameras at one point caught you going through offensive plays while sitting
right
at the water cooler and on a Thursday night football. And you talked about how you feel very comfortable kind of, you know, letting Wade Phillips run the defense and John Fossil run special teams. I'm just curious, as the weeks have gone on, has that dynamic changed in any way where maybe you've become a little bit more comfortable stepping in with the defensive calls or special teams, or is it basically the same as it was?
Yeah, it's the same. You know, I think what's important for us, Alden, is to make sure that we have a smooth game day operation. And, you know, I don't think it necessarily has to be where I'm standing at the forefront, you know, trying to show that you have to make all the decisions. I think it's important to make sure that, you know, within our game day responsibilities, that we're all doing, you know, our job to the best of our ability and making sure that it's about, you know, you talk about the we, not me. Well, we feel that way as a coaching staff, too. And when you've got great assistants that you can lean on, especially when you're involved in the offense the way that I am as far as calling the plays, you know, that takes all of our coaching staff. But in order to be on the same page and make sure that our players understand what's to come in the next series and what we're getting, I think it's important to take some time, go over that series, kind of preview what's to come. And then that's where you do lean on Wade and John to be able to make those decisions and lead the way that they've shown they're capable of. And then once you get done with that, then you come back and you're there if necessary. But I think that's part of feeling fortunate to have such a great coaching staff, is that if you are in the process of going through a drive and kind of previewing the upcoming next drive that you're going to have offensively, if there's decisions that need to be made on defense or calls, things like that, I think Wade's shown throughout the course of his career why he's fully capable, because he's done things at a high level. And I think it'd be silly of me to try to not rely heavily on him as you're getting adjusted to this role and getting comfortable with your rhythm, I guess, during the games. And I think we've got a comfortable rhythm right now. And, you know, really, I think the things that you do want to look at in terms of just your game day management, I think we've done a lot of things pretty well, but certainly the timeouts, you know, all jokes aside, they stand out. You know, I've got to do a better job, and the majority of those are, you know, that's my responsibility as a head coach, is to understand the importance of saving those for the end of the half in those two-minute situations when they're necessary. And then there are going to be some times when you look back at it and you say, okay, even if it wasn't in that area, we felt like based on the situation that it was appropriate to use it. But again, we're not going to make any excuses, and that's an area that I have to get better at for our team as a head coach.
Sean, did any other coaches or any kind of personnel reach out to you about how you handled this long road trip and obviously coming away from it so successfully, just to kind of inquire about the blueprint of staying on the East Coast and how you traveled to London?
You know what? They really, I think it's because it's so recent, I haven't had a chance to do that. But, you know, we certainly relied on a lot of different opinions, whether it be people in-house or outside of it. But I think what it did offer was a unique opportunity and kind of a flipped role. You know, I know Matt LaFleur, our offensive coordinator, they had a similar setup where they were flying from the East Coast to the West Coast, playing, I want to say, Seattle and Denver last year. And they kind of took it the same way. And we felt like it was a good opportunity to connect and to really have another camp within the framework of the season. And I think, you know, looking back on it, it went about as smoothly as it could have gone for our team. And that's not just exclusive to the results, you know, because I think certainly it's about trying to go win football games. But I think just the way that everything flowed and the way that our players felt, which was the most important thing, it was the right way to handle it. And if we have something similar next year, then I think we'll do it the same.
How much does it help to have Austin Blythe practice on Wednesdays when he's got to go in there in sort of a spot situation like he did?
Yeah, it does. And I think it's a credit to being able to have him ready to go in a situation where if John goes down, you never want that to happen. But I think for John to be able to handle the weeks that he does is a credit to his understanding and him being a pro while also being smart about getting him to the games as fresh as possible, whether it be with some of the injuries or just, you know, looking at the overall, you know, career he's had just to be get him through a 16-game season. But I think it's been really helpful. You know, he's able to go through some of those looks that we anticipate. Some of those looks came up, and I think it helps Austin continue to gain a command on all the communication that's involved from that center spot. And I think it's a big reason why he's handled the playing time that he's had this year pretty seamlessly, and he's done a great job of filling in when John's had to step out.
Sean, how do you go about making sure guys like Malcolm Brown, Longacre, Tyron Walker, kind of those guys that are not starters, not frontline necessarily starters, but are big contributors. How do you as a coach make sure that those guys know they're appreciated or valued?
Well, I think, you know, I think for one, it's communicating that to them, you know, letting them know that they are very important parts of what we want to try to do. And you know, you look at the production, it's shown up. And, you know, anytime that we have these team meetings, you know, especially whether it's after a loss or after a win, you want to make a point of you know, giving guys their praise and their credit when it's due. And I think you look at what Matt and you look at what Malcolm and some of those other guys that might not be the headline names have done. You know, Malcolm Brown has a handful of third down conversions that keeps our defense off the field, keeps the clock moving in that game the other day. He's just been so steady and done a great job delivering when his opportunities come up. Matt Longacre continues to show up week in and week out. And I think it's been a big reason why, you know, he's been so productive individually. But then I think it's also helped Robert to be able to have a player of his caliber. So I think we've got a lot of good contributors that understand their importance and their role, and you know, you try to just make a habit of pointing them out and letting them know by that communication that we talk about all the time, and then that lets them, you know, feel appreciated because it is recognized and that credit is well deserved.